Session number 10180, rule 13.
Well, I was saying that apart from a period of a few weeks when I was a very young student, in which, like many others, one tried to be super objective and analyse whether the war, sudden decision to have war after the Neville Chamberlain period of giving way to Hitler was the right answer, I, like most other people, felt a great sense of mission. We really felt that it was our duty to stop Nazism, that once things had got to that stage, there was no alternative but to destroy Germany, or destroy Nazism. Now, the policy of unconditional surrender, again, sometimes used to make me wonder if it was politically correct, but that wasn't my job, so I just had to try and do my best in the war. And there was no political doubting at all. But as I say, thank goodness there was no atomic bomb. It allowed one to fight with a clear conscience, because you knew that however horrendous the war, it seemed commensurate with the ends, which were to destroy Nazism and get back to peace and reconstruct the world.
How did you feel about the atomic bomb when it eventually was dropped on Japan?
Well, I thought that my honest feeling at the time was that it was a mistake. I couldn't see, although I knew that I didn't have the full facts, but it didn't seem to me sensible to destroy two whole cities in order to defeat Japan when they were already pretty well defeated. I know the argument about saving American lives and so on. At the time, I thought it was wrong. But by that time, I wasn't in the forces anyway. At least, if I was, it was only just the last few months. Now, apart from all that, I think my biggest feeling is that the war did help me to grow up, and it was very exciting, and some of it was therefore enjoyable in the sense that it gave scope to a young person to be, as he thought, brave and active and mix with new people and so on. There was always the depressing side, which one tried to hide. At the more general sense, and I can't say that I enjoyed the war, that would be an overstatement, but it was a great formative experience. And luckily, I was spared any really horrible personal experiences. I didn't have any really traumatic personal experiences. Of my whole group in the MTB, for instance, MTBs, only three people were killed right through the war, and they were killed in a car crash. That's the strange thing. And yet they were right in the centre of things all the time. So it was just luck. And I was always lucky in the convoys. My convoy was never the one that was sunk, although the other half of it was, as I mentioned. But at a wider level, it was the ending of the war, the leading up to the post-war reconstruction, as it was called, the beginning of the welfare state. I found that incredibly hopeful and wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been for the war. You could see already, although I was unmarried, it already interested me to see that babies and their young mothers were being given free orange juice, that sort of thing. Much better attention, postnatal and antenatal. You could almost see the new generation of children being healthier than they had been. You could see very quickly how young girls, of working class young girls, were much prettier, much better fed, and much healthier generally than they had been, say, 10 years before. And there was a great feeling of hopefulness about things then, in spite of all the complications of the beginning of the Cold War and so on. So that welfare state, as it was called, which was then a good word, now it's become a bad word, seemed to me a very good result of the war. And similar things were happening in countries like Germany even, and France. There was a great rethink of things. And this is why I find it so depressing now that all that is being treated as something out of date, wrong even by some people. It was a very good idea, and it's done an enormous amount of good to the nation. Now, that was an indirect effect of the war.